This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
It is Mad Wednesday with Dylan and Dean, and we have a guest that is quite sexy.
Oh, it's true. We are joined by the glamorous, glamour boy, sexy Galetti.
Hello. This is my sexy voice. Do you like that?
Now, drag king, glamour boy, there's so many different ways and words. What do you call yourself besides amazing?
Well, for most people, I just say drag king so they understand.
Yeah.
But when I'm on stage, I'll describe what a glamour boy is. So, you know, years
in my
years,
mind, it's the same thing. Am I wrong?
It is the same thing. It's just more makeup. You know, if there's different sorts of drag kings. There's ones who are very masculine, like Rocco D'Amore.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's a natural Italian stallion.
So much.
And looks very, very handsome. Where I think I've got quite a femme face, so it's very hard for me to get away with being, you know, naturally masculine.
I guess you and Rocco do have two very different approaches to your art forms, don't you?
Yeah. So I love the glamour of it all. So that's what, hence glamour boy. Plus, the term came along in 2000 when I was in Sydney hanging out with a group of drag queens called the Glitzy Glamour Glitter Girls, and I was their honorary glamour boy.
I'm just trying to imagine you saying, like, you've had a few drinks and then trying to say that really
quickly. The Glitzy Glamour Glitter Girls. Yes.
Glamour Girls. not the hosting everyone wants. Now, you've been doing drag for years and years and years.
25 years.
Oh, my God, it's your 25th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna have to have a party.
Okay, you can organise it.
I'll absolutely organise that. Everyone's going to have to come as their favourite sexy Galexi.
Oh, yes.
So that'll be very interesting. But the reason why we got you here today is because you're appearing in tonight's episode of You Can't Ask That. That's on ABC. That's all about asking drag kings and drag queens and drag performers questions that you wouldn't normally ask them. That's a diverse group of people to be a part of, really, because there's not just one type of performing, but that must have been really interesting to do.
It was great. I mean, most of the questions were basically for drag queens, but...
But don't you get that? Isn't that what you get all the time anyway?
Like,
People don't think of drag kings in the same, in a different vein, and it is a completely different vein to performing.
We've never had the same platform as men, generally. And in the 25 years that I've performed, it's gotten a little better, but there's more acceptance within the community. There isn't that sort of shun like, oh, you know, what are you trying to do? Yeah. Or especially, you know, I wanted to be a drag queen, but in the beginning it was like odd. It was like, well, you can't be a drag queen because you're a girl.
Well, bio queens wasn't a thing 25 years ago, really.
No. So, it wasn't common. So, you know, but I just did my thing anyway.
Yeah.
And, and that's how I sort of developed my drag king look.
So, I mean, on the actual show, you're paired up with Dandrogyny, another great queer artist. And at least I think the good thing is that you two I wouldn't call either of you drag queens, so at least you were with someone else that understands the art form in a different way.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was a good pairing. It gave a different edge to drag.
Was it weird to think, okay, I don't know what questions they're going to ask, I don't know? I mean, because we've interviewed you a couple of times here on Joy, and you and I have done gigs together for years, so we've talking about drag is something that you're used to doing, but it's a whole different story when you're suddenly sitting in front of a camera and being asked questions and have to answer them.
I was like, oh, God. The footy show one was the funniest one because when you see it, you'll just see my eyes just puzzled because I'm thinking, well, I've never actually watched the footy show, so I have no idea what to say. But I just thought, well, I can imagine the sort of slapstick idea of drag they were trying to accomplish. But, that was probably the – I just thought, I've got no idea. But most of them – yeah, you just rattle on.
Yeah.
You just rattle on.
You look much better in your illusion than they do. When they're trying to impersonate someone else. So
what do you mean?
I think you do it a little bit better than the people on the footy show. I think you're in a different level.
Yeah, I just imagined a bit of bad makeup, a bad wig, on the bar, sort of pissed guy. I thought, Yeah. So I just, yeah. So that was probably the hardest question because I had no reference point. But everything else, you sort of have a reference point. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, if I'm going to answer something.
Did you think it was going to be really lighthearted or did it go down some interesting paths when you, I mean, we obviously don't get to see everything because you're probably sitting there answering questions for ages, but it's got to be quite a fun experience to do.
It was really fun. And what was interesting doing it with Dan Drogeny is that we have a completely different point of view and completely different life experiences and the age gap between us.
Yeah.
So it was very, very interesting. And so that's what I loved about it.
Were there any questions that completely took you by surprise?
I don't even remember the questions. I remember the footy show one and the one about my cock.
Do you remember your answers?
No.
So you went away going, oh, God, what did I say?
Yeah, exactly. I think we all did. We all just went, oh, okay.
So this has been up on ABC iView already. So people have, you know, a lot of people have already watched it, but it's airing tonight on ABC, you know, tonight. It's jumping on the air. It's a little bit excited?
Yeah, because I think they did a really good job. Mm. I think they did it to complement the art form and to show the intelligence of the drag community.
Do you know what? I mean, I think that's one of the things that's amazing about the show. You can't ask that is the fact that it initially it was about putting marginalised people together into, you know, and having them answer questions. But, I mean, I think the show's in season three now and it's not just marginalised people but looking at different people that fit outside of the box of what is considered normal or straight down the line. Mm. So it's created some really interesting shows and interesting conversations. I'm really excited for the drag one that's airing tonight because, you know, you hear these things with drag performers and a lot of people may not realise, especially in the LGBTI community, that it's not just the straight people that are often asking these questions or acting this way, but it's the other side of the fence as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, you get a drink in someone's hand and, you know, they think that you're a target for any sort of behaviour.
Yeah.
You know, they'll just come up to you, grab, like you saw it at Chill Out when that guy grabbed my hat and I nearly, you know, gave him a good talking to.
Well, Sexy, we want you to hang around a little bit more. Now, you can catch the episode of You Can't Ask That, that's airing tonight on ABC, but we want you to hang around just a little bit more so we can hear about your royal realness after this.
There's plenty of ways you can support Mad Wednesday. You can take a load off Dean by making an appearance on his behalf at LGBTI function and events. Or help Dylan by cleaning his bedroom. That place is a pigsty. Or you could simply rate and review this podcast, so more people get to know about Mad Wednesday. Help this Joy podcast grow.
And Sexy Galaxy, tell us a bit about your show.
Yes, you every Friday night you perform Royal at the House of Love. You've been doing that for quite a while.
Well, it's nearly a year.
Yeah.
Nearly a year. So every single Friday night after the main floor show with the Vixens finishes, so our show starts between 9:30 and 10.
Yeah.
And it's a mixture of drag queens, faux queens, faux kings and drag kings. Some established and a lot are up and coming.
It must be great to be able to have this space that you've been able to create that can have performers other, like, I mean, drag queens perform there too, but other than drag queens, so drag art can be explored in other ways.
Yeah, and it's a great mix and our list of performers that we rotate is getting bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger. So it's great. Lots of great, young, talented people.
Now, if you're not following Sexy Galaxy on social media, you should be, because every single week the most amazing face gets put up. Because every single week you've got a different character, you've got something going on, and this amazing artistry that you paint on your own face of this character that you're going to see that night at Royale. So it's absolutely exciting.
Yeah, my favourite was a couple of weeks ago when we did our...
Was that kind of the Boss Hog look?
The Boss Hog. It was Boss Hog. Yeah, loved it.
It was absolutely amazing.
So he's going to come back and do a Christmas special.
Oh, Christmas in July. No, it's past July, isn't it? So actually Christmas.
But at the House of Love, there's going to be a faux fringe festival. So
yeah, they're doing a faux fringe festival show. They're doing performers and shows.
Yes,
and
there's a lot happening and we'll be doing some Folking Friday Kings and Queens while that's going on. And so there's lots of things bubbling on its way. So Fridays... Yeah, it's a great night. There's lots of things happening.
Well, why don't you go and check out Sexy Galaxy and all the faux performing happening at the House of Love at Vaudeville on Johnson Street every single Friday night. Why don't you go and check it out? Sexy, thank you for joining us so
My
much
pleasure.
On Mad Wednesday.
Lovely to be here.
We can't wait to see you tonight on You Can't Ask That. And if you miss out on it tonight, you can always catch it on ABC iView.
Lovely.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.